Okie dokie. How's everyone out there doing? I feel like I start the show a lot like that. How you doing? And that's annoying that I do that. And I wish I didn't do that. I wish I did it differently. But I don't. Maybe I should start the show being a robot.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 2065. The robots have taken over. AI has now replaced your stupid civilization, and Roombas rule the world. That is true. Roombas are our leader.
Okay. That's probably enough. That's enough preamble. Let's call the brand eye.
It is time to call her up and start the show. 0101, beep bop boop beep bop. Binary, binary Roombas are our leaders.
Okay, I've got a problem.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So I moved my office.
Yeah.
Into another room.
Mm-hmm.
The Wi-Fi is not as good in here yet.
Oh.
So we might have some issues.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully everything's going to be great.
Just rearranging some furniture. Eventually, it's going to be legit in here.
My office is almost done.
I know. It's like you're finally getting your shit together, and I just ripped mine into shreds.
Yeah. Well, one day. I mean, I know a lot of the Wyatteer socks. I put it on my story, and I know you saw, but Operation Zero Cords was a success.
I was very impressed.
The amount of zip ties that were used to hide every little thing underneath this desk is insane. But here, let me tell you.
Zip ties are a great invention.
They are one of the greatest of ours.
Underrated,
I agree. Yes. Zip ties are one of my favorite things in the world. And you know what my other favorite thing is? A staple gun.
No. Oh, really? I don't really like this.
You don't know.
I mean, I just don't use them.
Okay, well, if you ever have like decorations or you need to hang shit, staple guns are where it's at, especially outside. Okay. But so what I did was I got all the cables and underneath I did the staple gun, and then I was able to use that as what like the zip ties were holding on to. Genius.
Genius.
I am maybe the smartest person alive.
Not if I go that far, but the cord thing was impressive.
Yeah.
Because it was nuts when I was there.
Dude, like I've got like four long zip ties holding up my Mac underneath the desk.
No way.
Yeah. Because I got a Mac Mini, which is like a kind of a big square.
Okay.
You know? Anyways.
And it has to be under the desk?
I wanted all the cords to be gone, so it's underneath the desk. That's where the cords would go.
Genius.
I know. I've had a crazy couple of days recently.
Yeah, I saw that you were at this like hoity-toity A-list event.
Totally.
How'd you get there?
Don't know.
I guess Sarah.
Yeah, Bobby. It wasn't me. Yeah, we went to this thing called Baby to Baby, and I was like, what is Baby to Baby? And it's like this charity that basically raises money for mothers who need help with their babies, like getting them diapers and getting them wipes and everything and raising money for all that kind of stuff. Underprivileged children, effectively.
That's cute. Did you go? You haven't been to this before, I'm guessing.
No, I didn't. I have no idea what I was going to, you know. So anyways, we go there. It's totally like, it's like the Emmys. It's like a big, like everyone was there. Selma Hayek was like the keynote speaker. And I think there was some sort of award that she was given. A bunch of people who are super famous, like, did like this video thing, like George Clooney and freaking Hello Clarice. What's that? What's that name? Anyways.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyways, at our table, it was Lucy Hale, Justin Silvestri. Love Justin. Big fan of his. He's just good vibes. Nikki Reed from Twilight. Okay. Alexandria Ambrosia, the supermodel.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
She didn't really talk to me. That's okay. Jordana Brewster, Sarah's mom, Julie Bowen from Modern Family, was like the one who was like, let's raise some money. Everyone give us your money. Her and Zooey Deschanel. It was a who's who. And
it looked like it from the photos.
Yeah. And for some reason, I was invited. And I
can't believe it.
Got wasted. But so did everybody. And then Snoop Dogg performed.
Oh, that's cool. Love Snoop.
Who doesn't?
I know.
So anyways, highly recommend going to the Baby to Baby fundraiser if you can. You know?
Right, right.
If you can.
Yeah.
So what about you? Have you been doing anything cool or no?
No. Just rearranging my house. Mm. You know, every few years, I just need to do a zhuzh.
You got a zhuzh.
A re-zhuzh.
Mm-hmm.
I have to. It just like moving things around just makes things feel good. I like change. I feel like a lot of people don't like change and like avoid it at all costs and it upsets them. I love it. I hate when things stay the same. I don't like that. I love when things are different. I love, you know, when things evolve. I just like, I'm for that. So mm-hmm. I did a re-zhuzh.
Good re-zhuzh, dude.
Well, re-zhuzh.
Are you going to do Operation No Cords in that office or what's going to happen there?
You know, I don't have a whole lot of cords at my desk.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know why you have so many. You know where I have cords is my DJ setup over there. A lot of cords.
Yeah,
I bet. I kind of, I don't know. They're kind of hidden. I don't know why you had such a problem.
Well, I don't know either. Well, because I have two monitors. I've got speakers and then I've got my soundboard, which has multiple mics and multiple outputs and inputs. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff, okay?
There's a lot of stuff. I also feel like because you had your desk sitting like with the front of it like facing the room,
mm-hmm.
it was like you see all the cords, whereas like my DJ stuff is set facing the wall.
Yeah.
So it kind of hides the cords.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, nice. It's good to see you.
Always. Yeah, same.
Do you want to start it? You want to start doing it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Bros and hoes. You're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy. The robots are taking over the world.
We
all now worship Roombas.
True.
Yeah, they are. They're taking over the world. But they're not taking over paradise quite yet. All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did you watch the episode?
I did. It was like, I'm sure it wasn't any longer than usual, but it was a lot.
Yeah, it does seem like they're packing in a lot of stuff every episode.
This one I felt like was the most happened.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to go through it?
Yeah, I hope you have notes because like so much happened, like I don't even remember it all.
Brandy, see, I'm a professional. Of course I have notes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, of course I have notes.
Yeah, of course I do. Come on.
I figured.
Episode 8.
I'm like, why would I take notes when like I know Wells takes notes?
Yeah, exactly. You're like that, like in a group project, you're that person in school that didn't do anything. And then I would go tell the teacher, fuck Brandy. She didn't do anything. I did all this work. Just so you know.
If we were in school now, that would be me. But in school, I was actually the one doing all the work.
Yeah. And actually, when I was in school, I was the one who was not doing anything. It's funny how I've like...
Yeah, see, the roles have...
Yeah.
Swapped.
I become like the most responsible person I know.
That's incredible.
I'm always and like
I
early.
I feel like I like carried the weight mm-hmm. all through school. I was a straight A, honor roll, AP course taken student. And I got burnt out in high school.
Yeah. Wow. High school, huh? You didn't even get to college to burn out there.
Oh, no. And college was like when the burnout set in.
Yeah. Okay. MTSU?
Yeah, like high school, I killed it. Yeah, MTSU. And then went to college for 1 year, RIP, and just like right away, basically like anything I wasn't genuinely interested in, I was just like, fuck it.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. So like I did really well in psychology and photography, which is what I took, and decent in math because I kind of like math. Everything else, fuck it.
When do you think that you're going to get burnt out from doing this show?
Probably never, because I don't have to put in much effort. I just laugh at your jokes and give you shit.
That's true. That's true. All right. Episode number 8. Or if you want to skip ahead and not listen to the BIP and Golden Bachelor recaps, head over to like minute number 35, 36, around there. It opens up where we left off, where Olivia does get chosen by Michael, but... Mm-hmm. She doesn't know his name.
LOL. Like, that's hilarious. But also at the same time, I get that it was funny, but I feel like it ruins things a little bit. It's almost like showing, what's it called when like you show the behind the scenes, like the making of something and it like loses the magic.
Yeah. Pulling back the curtain.
To me, it was like all the, yeah, exactly. Like all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait. It's like, I know everyone like says things, you know, to make the show better. And like a lot of people like play a role on a reality show. And, like, I get all that. And like, of course you like say things for dramatic effect. And I guess I could see Olivia doing that because she's so funny, but it's like, I saw it too clearly.
Yeah. She wasn't being funny. She like, I honestly didn't know his name.
No, I know. I know, but like too clearly. Cause the funny part is that she, before the whole name thing, she's like, oh, what's my ring size? Where's my dress? Like acting like she's so into him. And then you realize that she doesn't know his name. So you're like, oh, so none of that was true. Like, yeah. I kind of love like the idea of her just like immediately being like, I'm going to marry this guy. Cause that's crazy.
It does come across as like, could we have sent anyone down there and she would have been pumped about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
It was funny too. You could tell it. She tried to like get off camera and like cover her mic, I think, cause she didn't want that to be on there, but you're not getting out that way. So John Henry and Kat have like a good talk with where they are, I suppose.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, what happened? And then finally, finally, Brandy's guy, the race car driver.
Oh yeah, I love him.
Comes to the beach and she's so very excited. Jordan and Taylor come to the beach. Taylor seems terrified. he doesn't know what he's doing there, I feel like. And then we kind of like go back in time. I still don't understand why Rachel didn't give him a rose.
I don't think anyone does.
The weirdest thing in the world, like I think he's like really good looking guy. He's got an interesting job. They went on a fun date. I remember when that happened too. I was like, are you just trying to like assert your dominance early or something? Like it made no sense.
Zero sense.
But I guess he's back for round two. So Jordan asked Rachel to go on a date, and then now Tanner's freaking out, which is also very confusing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that Tanner liked you until about 17 minutes ago.
I know. Well, I think Tanner is grasping at straws because he realizes he's about to go home.
Maybe so. Probably true. So Rachel and Jordan go on a tantric yoga date, and it seems like things are going pretty good.
I know. Seemed great to me.
They make out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure she can feel his boner. I don't know.
God, I didn't even think about that. Wells, why?
You don't think about that when they're like, okay, now you have to get on top of them.
I
put your legs.
Genuinely didn't think about that. Didn't think about it.
What do you think about when you, what are you talking about? I'm not the crazy one here. And I'm sure she felt his boner. By the way, he's in great shape. Here's a couple that I've like forgot was on the show. Avon and Kylie are.
Oh, really?
On a, yeah, it's like, they haven't really been, Kylie was on like the first two episodes and then it was like kind of over, but they're talking about baby names.
Well, I feel like there's typically one couple that gets really serious really quick and doesn't stray outside the lines and they just kind of stop showing them because there's no drama.
Yeah, they're talking baby names. They have terrible ideas for baby names. Heaven was one of them. And then finally, Rachel, sad Rachel, comes to talk to me and she wants some advice about what the hell to do with her life. And I'm like, you probably need to make a decision because you haven't really made any decisions this entire time.
Yeah, she's been playing it safe the whole time.
Yes. And so she finally goes and talks to Tanner. How do you think that conversation went?
I actually thought it went really good.
Yeah.
For Rachel, I mean, you know, Tanner's just kind of there for me. Like, he's just there. And I think between like what you said to Rachel and what he said to her and everything, I think she's finally kind of coming to like a come to Jesus with herself, you know, that she has kind of played it safe and she does have all these walls up and she's whatever. And so, although I say that, but I do feel like with Braden, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Braden, I do feel like with Braden, she was like putting herself out there and took a chance and then it bit her in the ass. So like, I will give her that. But yeah, I thought it was good. But what I'm confused about is how she had such a great date with race car driver and then came back and still is giving Tanner a shot when Tanner hasn't really done anything to show her anything.
She just does not like race car driver.
I just don't understand why Rachel didn't come back from the date with the race car driver and just be like, oh, done with Tanner, on to this. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. To me, the date was that good. And like, nothing Tanner's given her has been great. So I'm just confused about that.
Well, it's almost like she just... doesn't like race car driver. She didn't like him on The Bachelorette, and she doesn't like him here.
But I wonder why, because it seems like their dates go good.
Yeah, I do not understand what's happening. Like, does she know some sort of like secret about him that we don't know? Is she like just not into blondes? Is he not tall enough? Like, I just don't understand. Anyways.
I don't know.
Aaron and Eliza have a cute date, and we have the first boyfriend-girlfriend of Paradise.
It is cute. Are we shocked there hasn't been a boyfriend and girlfriend yet? I feel like that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think that it's just not as far along as we think it is. I think we're finally now at the halfway point. We were talking about this. I think this is the episode that Sarah finally does come to visit me, and she came at like the last half of the season. So like where we are
is... Oh, so we're only halfway?
Kind of.
That doesn't seem right. It seems like we're almost towards the end.
I know, but that's kind of... You have to understand, like an entire day is for engagements. An entire day is for breakups. An entire day is for fantasy suites. You know?
I guess, like, what threw me is there were quite a few people this episode that kind of were talking about, like, oh, we're nearing the end.
Yeah.
It's time to start talking about what we're doing after this. And, like, they're talking like it's the end.
Yeah, I think we are getting to that point where it's like, okay, now we need everyone to like focus in and like decide what you want. I'm surprised that like Avon and Kylie aren't boyfriend and girlfriend right now.
Me too. Absolutely.
Then the next thing that happened is that Braden pierces Tyler's ear with his own earring and...
Don't love that.
When that happened, I was like, what? They came down, they were so proud of themselves. And I was like, this is dangerous. Like, I don't think you should be... Yeah,
no.
I was like, did you sanitize it? And...
Great question.
I don't think so. I think they just ripped that thing through his ear.
I like that.
And of all the people to do an earring, I mean, I know Braden's got a bunch of stupid earrings, but like, I'm not sure if I'd like believe that he's got a steady hand. Finally, the truth box makes another appearance. I remember not wanting to read this one.
Really?
Yeah. I remember being like, I don't want to be the guy that does this.
Well, then why do you keep doing it?
It's my job.
who's making you do the truth box?
I was supposed to do the truth box after every day.
You're supposed to do it every day?
Yeah, so they've cut like a lot of it. And sometimes there was things that like weren't of substance to talk about. But then someone puts in the like, Tyler is not into Mercedes. Like Mercedes thinks Tyler is into Mercedes. And you know what the truth of the matter is? We've all been thinking that. Like the audience is also like a truth boxer, I feel like. Because after that last episode... When Tyler was like making out with Jess and then like after the rose ceremony, Mercedes is like, oh my God, like this, I found my guy. And we're all like, I think he was just making out with Jess a second ago. I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to say that one out loud.
Fair.
I want to be the nice guy. I don't want to be the bad guy.
Well, you're not the bad guy.
I know. But I didn't like it. It's like, ooh, I don't want people to feel bad, you know?
I know. But, you know, once you said it, once it was out there, the way she was talking made it seem like deep down she kind of knew this already.
I think.
You know?
Yeah. I think a lot of people knew that's what was happening. All right. And then we have a double date. Avon and Peter get to come to my other bar that I bartend at the Vedanta on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
They cut so much of like what really like the whole premise of it was. And it's like, I'm like hanging out with a DJ and like making drinks, and there's like a beach party going on. And I'm like, welcome to my beach party. So we make them do all these kind of funny, silly games. It was so funny, the juxtaposition between Peter being like so down to do whatever the fuck I was telling them to do, and Avon, who was like, no, I do not want to do any of this. When we made him put on the Speedo, he was like so embarrassed.
I feel like Kylie, I mean, she says it. She's like, I need to know he can let loose and like be goofy a little bit.
But here's the thing. So the reason why he was embarrassed of the Speedo is because it's big down there, which I was like, you should
be embarrassed about. Yeah. What?
You should wear this like a badge of honor, you know? It's not like it's small. It's mouse about to get out of the house here. Avon, this is good news for you.
Did he say that? Like, why did they cut that? It's hilarious.
Well, you see him like covering himself when he walked out. And I was like, does he have a small weenie? And then I saw and I was like, oh, no. He's well endowed. He's fine, doing just fine. Well, I felt terrible when we blindfolded everyone and then you had like rub the bodies
that
of the men.
So awkward.
When she said, I think this is a child to that guy.
I know.
I felt so, I was like, oh my God, no, do not cut that from the show. No, this is not okay. This poor man. Luckily, I don't think most of them spoke English. So I don't know if he even knew, but I feel like he did. And it broke my soul a little bit. But then it's nice. So then Avon tells Kylie that he's falling for her, which I guess is...
Which I don't love that.
No?
I feel like he should be further than that.
What's further along? Boyfriend, girlfriend, or falling for you?
I mean, I kind of feel like they should be at the I love you stage.
I love you usually comes right before the end.
Yeah, I guess so.
You gotta protect your heart.
I feel like I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you is a cop-out a little bit.
Okay. Why?
Like, it sounds nice and all, but it's just not that deep to me. And to me, like, if I heard that this far in, I kind of would be like, wait, is this your way of saying you don't love me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't love it.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't love it.
At least they're, like, pushing forward. The next thing we find out is that Jess is a terrible athlete, and this does not surprise me at all. She cannot throw a frisbee.
Not one bit.
Not at all. And then Katie Thurston comes to fuck with Blake. The conversation that she has with Blake is very, very weird. Am I wrong?
Very.
From what I understand, Katie broke up with Blake via text or via phone call. And then proceeded to send him voice notes, which he did not respond to because...
He said he didn't. Oh, no. Did he say he listened?
Yeah, and he was I know exactly what you said. It's so funny because he's such an adult.
I know.
Being engaged to somebody and not responding is like, how do you have the fortitude not to say something, you know?
Yeah.
So I obviously didn't see or hear that conversation until now. I just knew that they went and talked. But there was a party that was like, she's still kind of into it, I think.
I mean, I do too, but clearly not enough. If I were Blake and if this were me and somebody had come to me, I hadn't seen or spoken to them in years, and they were like, I still have feelings. I'd be like, fuck you. Left me, dumped me over the phone, started seeing someone else, and I haven't seen you or spoken to you in 2 years. Like, no. Like, even if you do have some feelings, they're clearly not that strong, or like things would be different. I don't know. I don't like that.
He probably wanted a little bit of closure, but there's a part of me that was surprised that Blake wasn't like, I don't really want to have a conversation with you.
That's what I would have done.
If he had done that, I think the spiral that's happening now with him and Jess would be completely different. But also, Jess, like, you got to know that there's going to be some obstacles here. You got to kind of, you know, be tough about it. But I just thought it was really weird when you see her in an ITM and you hear the producer be like, are you still in love with him? And she like leaves the screen, the camera, and like starts crying. And you're like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think, and I'm not saying, and this is not like anything personal, but I don't know Katie. I don't know anything about Katie.
Yeah.
But like, just if if it were me in this position and I was Blake or whatever, I just think if somebody really loves somebody, you make more of an effort than to just show up on a TV show you're getting paid to be on to say these things. Yeah. Like I would think like, all right, well, if this was my ex and they were like having feelings, I'd be like, well, why didn't you just fucking show up at my front door and say these things?
Yeah.
Like, why not make a gesture and show up and just say how you feel?
Yeah.
Like if you really feel that way. I don't know. That's my thing.
It was years ago when Joe and Kendall were together and she like dumped him on the beach or whatnot and then like realized that she had done the wrong thing. And so she goes to Chicago to like make things better, but she took a camera crew with her. And I remember talking to Joe in the moment being like, that's not a thing that like someone who really cares for you does. That's something that someone who wants more airtime or something does. I think I can say it now. I told him, I was like, do not get back together with this girl. I don't think that she's looking out for your best interest. And then of course, like they got back together. But I also said that because I thought he was gonna be the bachelor. Anyways, it all worked out for the best. But I just,
well, yeah, obviously.
But that's just kind of a similar thing of like, you had so much time to be like, to mend these fences, but you decided to do it on mm-hmm. Paradise, which is weird. And I was always, she was the one that I was always confused about. Like, are you going to stay? Like, you actually, I think, have feelings for somebody here. Like, it would make sense that you're going to stay. Now, I know you're supposed to go do Fuckboy Island, which, mm-hmm. number one, I'm like, I'm surprised that ABC allowed any of this because it's,
I know.
They won't let me do anything on any other freaking network. And it's another reality TV dating show that happens on a beach. What are you talking about? This is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Katie comes in just to fuck with Blake and to make baby Jess absolutely lose her mind. And then also to have the roast. What did you think about the roast?
I mean, I think the idea of it is great.
Yeah.
And it made for great TV and it definitely stirred the pot, which is great. But anybody that knows anything about women should know that you can't jokingly say something mean about a woman and her not get her feelings hurt.
Yes.
You just can't. You can't do it. Guys can do that to each other. Ha ha. It's hilarious. Women can do it to men. LOL. So funny. You can't do it to women because it's like everyone's right. There's a teensy bit of truth to any joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to hurt their feelings. There's going to be tears. Everyone's going to be upset. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I was a judge of it. And I would like to note that I did ask production if I could go up and do a roast. I was not allowed, I was not granted that offer. Yeah, it was hilarious because it was so mean. So much of the meanness was really cut, if I'm being honest with you.
Like, I believe it.
They went hard. You know, if you've ever seen the roast of anybody, it's really, really mean. And Katie like sat everyone down, I think, or like brought everyone together and like, it's a roast. You can be as mean as you want. Say whatever you want, you know? It's going to be funny. Mm-hmm. It was not funny. No. Kat.
I mean, it was, but it wasn't.
I mean, it was hilarious, but also like Kat was like not in for it. Baby Jess was so not cool with it.
No.
Yeah. Mercedes.
Rachel.
Oh, the Rachel ones were so mean. I hated it. And I hate that actually they kept it in. I thought for sure they would cut that. There were a lot of mean ones about Katie, too. I feel like that got cut, but it was pretty funny. Blake didn't love it for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it. It was the cringiest thing that's happened this summer.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it could have been great. It just wasn't for me.
I know, but it wasn't.
I love that I had a front row seat?
I think they could have, like, if this was, like, for the men only or something, sure. Like, you know, like, if this was The Bachelorette and it was a bunch of men roasting each other, great. But I just think...
I know. But
women
also...
Women aren't cut out for a roast.
Women need to learn to have a sense of humor, though, I think.
I think it's just tough to hear a man that you have feelings for say mean things about you. It just is. It's just tough. I don't know. As a woman, it's just...
Yeah, hard. I get it. And so that's kind of the episode. Is there anything else? Did I miss anything? I think that's it. And we're taking next week off because of Thanksgiving.
I've never understood that. Why are we taking Thanksgiving? Everyone needs something to watch.
Because we're now airing on Thursdays, so that means people are going to be eating dinner.
Really? Like right during... It doesn't come on late? I'm just confused about it all.
I think that ratings are really low on Thanksgiving because people are celebrating Thanksgiving, unless you're a football team.
Got it. Okay.
You know, I don't know.
I guess so.
So we're taking a break. For Gary, did we talk about it last week about how we were absolutely shocked?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, so I was on Arden's podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, this last week, and they started, everyone on the show started saying who they thought was going to get engaged at the end. It was very interesting to hear what people thought. Do you know who gets engaged?
Are you talking about Paradise?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Who do you think, if anyone, gets engaged this season of Paradise?
I feel like the only people I could really see at this point is Aaron and Eliza.
Okay.
Because I mean, they're the only ones that are taking it that seriously right now.
Their boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. Because like even like Kylie and Avon, the second he said, I'm falling for you, I was like, you're not getting engaged. You're like nowhere near that. You know what I mean? And like, I just feel like everybody else isn't that deep. So.
Okay. So you're going with one couple and it is Aaron and Eliza.
I think so.
Okay. Interesting.
Kat and John Henry are definitely not getting engaged.
Okay. Jess and Blake? No?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Peter and Sam?
Who else do we? No. Definitely not.
Okay. Rachel and somebody?
Exactly. Like, there's no chance. It's not, I don't think.
Yeah. All right. Well, we shall see.
Yeah.
Should be interesting. I think we talked about it a little bit last week, but like, who do you think is going to win Golden Bachelor?
I think it has to be the dancer chick. I don't know anyone's name.
Lisa?
No.
Every week I've got to do this. Leslie.
Leslie. You had the L right. I think it has to be Leslie at this point.
But I'm
just really shocked. I really thought it was going to be Faith. I really did.
I know. And so I can't believe that he got rid of her when he did. But then I was also talking about this. I don't know. We might have talked about this on the podcast last week, but I think sometimes it's suggested that you get rid of who you like your second place person earlier. So you're on the last episode. It's easier to make that decision.
I could see that.
But I also wonder if they were doing a little bit of misdirection and showing us that he had said, I love you to Leslie and to Faith and not to Teresa. But maybe he did, but they cut it out. So we didn't see it. So we were like, he's not into it. But as I've been watching the show, it is Teresa. I'm going to be very confused because I feel like she doesn't get a lot of screen time in comparison to Faith and Leslie.
True.
And then also you see in the tease that he does tell Teresa that he loves her in the next episode. So it's coming. But yeah.
I don't know. I just, the women tell all, it was just so emotional.
Dude.
Like between Faith and Gary. Like I've never seen anything like it to the point where you're like, shit, should you guys have ended up together?
Well, and also like if you're the woman that he chooses and you're watching that, I'm like, get away from my man. Stop touching him. She even like was like touching him. She's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I gotta stop touching you. And it's like, oh my God, you know he's in a fight when he gets home. 100% because of that.
Definitely.
He's in so much trouble.
So much.
But I think my money's on Joan is going to be the Bachelorette.
Are they going to do a Golden Bachelorette?
It's the best thing that ABC's putting on TV right now, bar none. Sorry.
Yeah.
Facts are facts.
That would be my vote.
Well, a lot of people want Faith.
Well, what's the blonde woman's name? She like lost her best friend.
Oh yeah. Is that Caroline or something? Or
no, I think it's like Edith or something like that. Or why do we not know anyone's
name? I don't know. Cause it was such a short season.
The pickleball girl. Yeah, like no, she's like no, a pickleball.
Ellen.
Yes.
Ellen.
We're the worst. Lisa, Edith.
Blonde lady. Brunette lady. Dancer.
Ooh, I know.
Whatever. Yeah, my money's on Joan.
That would be great. I loved her.
Yeah. All right. Is that enough batch talk for now?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got some faith things, bro? What's going on?
What do I got? Finished the morning show the season finale was phenomenal. I'm very glad. I was scared they were going to leave us on like a massive cliffhanger and leave like more questions than answers, because mm-hmm. that show likes to do that. Things were just like totally getting blown up everywhere in the second to last episode. But thankfully, they actually resolved most of the things.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Doesn't end well for the couple I was rooting for.
Oh.
Jen and her man ain't making it because he's garbage, which isn't shocking at all. Are you going to play the men are garbage? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, not shocked. Had high hopes for him, you know, because I loved them together. They seemed so great.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trash, so that's devastating. But Jen comes out on top, you know, because she's the bomb. And onward to the next season, I guess.
As I'm looking at my soundboard here, I have a new one on here. I don't know if I've played this one for you, so I'm going to play this one real quick.
I'm scared.
Okay?
Okay. Go suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a motherfucking dick. Suck a dick, I have heard this.
Okay. Suck a huge or small dick. So I don't know. That could be used too, if you want to use it.
Yeah, that's for you, John Hamm.
Yeah. Oh, John Hamm?
Even the show. Yeah.
You don't even. Okay, John Hamm. Go suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a motherfucking dick, suck a dick, suck a huge or small dick. It's the falsetto for me that really gets it going.
That's pretty good.
Suck a huge or small dick.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, so funny.
So, yeah, so that's over, okay. Which is devastating because that was my favorite show on TV right now. Lessons in Chemistry. Still going. Still love it. Still great. I feel like I watched a lot of things this week, and now I just can't remember any of them.
If only you added to the note section that I created for us.
You know what I did watch that I'm late on, like we've talked about this episodes ago? Reptile, the Justin Timberlake Netflix movie.
Oh, how's that?
You watched it, right?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a documentary. Yes, I have seen that.
God, I don't know if it was just because it was so freaking long, but I just could not watch it. Yeah. It just wasn't holding me.
Sarah didn't like the music. That was her problem with it.
Yeah, it wasn't grasping me. And I truly, I don't know if it was just, it was so long or what it was, but it just kept going and going and going and going and going. And I just, I don't know.
I feel like.
I high hopes for it.
He is in trouble right now because of the Britney Spears book.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he's got a small penis. He's got a suck a huge or small dick. I talked about it last week that I wanted to do it, and we started doing it. We started watching the show Bodies.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about that.
So good. Really, really good. We're not quite done with it yet, but we're getting close. And if you don't remember, the tag was four detectives in four different time periods of London find themselves investigating the same murder. Bodies on Netflix. So I think the thing that I didn't know about when I was telling you guys about it last week, because I hadn't seen it, it's the same person. It's the same body that they're finding in these four different time periods. So is there time travel involved? Maybe. There's also like some sort of like kind of some weird culty stuff going on, and it's just jumping all around. Very, very good show. I like it a lot. The other thing that I want to watch is The Killer.
Oh, yeah. I saw the preview for that.
It's David Fincher's like newest movie, and I love David Fincher movies. I mean, Seven is a great one, or like Gone Girl. Oh, so good. And this one's on Netflix, apparently. It's now available. Here's a tag. After a fateful near miss, an assassin battles his employers and himself on an international manhunt he insists isn't personal. The Killer. It's Michael Fassbender, Tilda Swinton, Charles Parnell. Really good cast. Obviously, big David Fincher guy. So I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to watch it because I bet you it's going to be good.
Yeah, it does look really good.
Yeah.
I know what I watched.
What?
It's a new Apple Plus movie called Fingernails. Have you seen this?
Oh, no. But I don't know. I don't even like the name of it.
I hate the name. I actually hate the name of it. Even after watching it, still don't like the name of it, but I understand why they named it that. But it's Jeremy Allen White. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He's like super hot right now.
Yeah.
Him and I forget the girl's name, but she's pretty well known too.
Jesse Buckley and Riz Ahmed.
Yes. So great movie. Loved it. Glad I watched it. Still don't love the name. Totally get why they named it that. My only complaint is that I feel like we've heard this story already. It reminded me a lot of that Netflix series called The One, where they like test you and you're related to see like who you're meant to be with, you know?
Okay.
It reminds me very much of that, or like a Black Mirror episode. But basically the premise is that in the future, they can test your fingernails to know if you're compatible in a relationship or not. And like the test, you either get 0%, 50%, or 100%. And if it's 50%, that means only one person is in love. And if it's 100, both are. If it's 0, nobody is. And like, so people come in and do these workshops and then at the end take this test to find out if they're in love. Great watch. I liked it.
Anna and Ryan have found true love. And it's proven by a controversial new technology. There's just one problem. As Anna still isn't sure. Then she takes a position at a love testing institute and meets Amir. Fingernails on Apple Plus.
Luke Wilson's in
it. Luke Wilson too. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's funny in it.
I want to see this.
Yeah. I think you'll like it.
Sarah and Jeremy Allen White went to high school together.
Oh, cute. He's a great actor.
He is a great actor.
Big fan. He's in, have you seen the previews for the movie he's in that with Zac Efron?
Yeah. They play wrestlers.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Yes. That looks great.
Does. I haven't finished All the Light We Cannot See, so we can't talk about.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. I got stuck on bodies.
The guy that's in that, the German kid.
Mm-hmm.
His performance is so, so phenomenal. Like, if he doesn't win a bunch of awards, I'm going to be so mad because he is extraordinary in this.
Okay.
But by far the standout performance from the show.
Yeah. I got a bone to pick with toilets, and I thought we could just really quickly get into that. Here's the thing. I'm 6 feet tall, okay? So I'm on the taller scale for most people. And when I sit on the toilet, I'm still on my tippy toes. Basically.
On your own toilet or every toilet?
Pretty much every toilet. Like, I'm not flat-footed on a toilet. I'm usually like... So that's why they got that thing that you put underneath your
squatty
toilet.
Squatty potty.
Squatty potty. Yeah, right. This is my thing. Can we just make the fucking toilet shorter? And if a 6 foot tall man is on, kind of on his tippy toes, what's happening with you guys? Are you just fucking dangling over there? Like, my wife is 5'2". Is she just... foot dangle? Is she a dangle lady? Like a child, like learning to take a shit for the first time, like being potty trained? I don't understand.
Have you asked?
I haven't. I'm asking you now.
I do not do that, but I'm much taller than Sarah.
True. But you have to be tippy-toeing it a little bit.
Maybe just a little, but nothing crazy.
Maybe just we have tall toilets or something. I don't know, but like...
Yeah, maybe you do.
I'm always just like, fuck, dude. And because we've got one of those squatty potty things, but that makes me it's too high. So then my knees are in my fucking tits. And I'm just like, the porridge is too hot or too cold. It's just not right. So,
I don't, because I feel good about it, but yeah.
Yeah, all right. Oh, YFTer sent this, and it was a question that someone tweeted out that said, do y'all penis float when y'all in the tub or do they sink?
What?
And then someone wrote, like, tweeted underneath that, like, answer this, please. And then someone else was like, this is actually a very interesting question.
Never thought about it.
Yeah. The whole thing is really funny. Tons of people are answering this question. The response that has the most likes is, I take mine off and wash it separately.
LOL.
Second place in likes is Stay Silent Kings. There have been too many leaks this year already. Chris Greenwich Fitness says, sinks when hard, floats when soft.
Ugh, TMI.
Someone wrote, I pretend I'm a submarine and it's my periscope. That's pretty real.
Is it?
Someone says it's just like a wet noodle in there, kind of like, it's kind of like floating around like a... like seaweed or something.
I don't like this.
That's what it's doing. It's just kind of floating around. Just woo! Floating around.
Whilst I do think it would be easier to be a dude, I'm so glad I don't have one of those.
It's kind of like the wacky inflatable arm guy, you know, like at...
I know what you're talking about.
I thought that was very funny. I enjoyed it. Do you have any Muzaks?
Surely you've heard this. You know, Nokon's been putting out like all his best songs, but like with other people featured on them. Like he did She Calls Me Back with Casey, blah, blah, blah. He put out, I think it's the live version of Northern Attitude with Hozier. And yeah. I watched all the videos on TikTok when they did this live in Nashville. But the recording of it is so, 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 so good. They're just so great. And that is my favorite Noah Kahan song.
I think it's just Noah Kahan.
Whatever.
I don't think it's Kahan.
Kahan. Kahan?
I think that's what it is. By the way, he recently tweeted out that he was watching Bachelor in Paradise and it was making him happy or something like that. And that makes me really happy to know that Noah Kahan knows who I am. And then I went and looked who he follows. He follows me.
Not you. No, he does not.
Yeah, he does.
Interesting.
Why? Also, I played Stick Season before it was popular.
You did. I remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
All right, here we go with Hozier.
Another actual like live performance that they release as a song, but Post Malone went to the CMAs and fucking crushed. And he sang Pickup Man as a Joe Diffie cover with Morgan Wallen and Hardy. But Posty, like, he's the king of this cover. And they released it and it's so, so, so good. And I am just praying to the gods that Post puts out a country album, because that is what I need the future of country music to be.
You want to go out on this?
Sure.
Okay. What do you got coming up?
Oh my God. How could I have forgotten? So on the day this episode comes out,
yeah,
your girl will be at F1 Las Vegas performing the official McLaren party at Dre's.
That's cool.
It's like I guess like a dream gig. Like I've been saying for years now, like I want to play at F1, I want to go to F1, I want to play an F1 party, and it's happening.
Dang. You know, it's funny, I got invited to that and we couldn't go because guess what? Someone else is getting married again.
Oof. I would have skipped that wedding.
I'm over weddings. No, everyone stopped getting married.
I love F1.
I know. I wanted to go to F1. All right.
Well,
that's cool. Okay. So everyone, if you're going to F1, if you're going to the McLaren F1 experience, go see Brandi if they can. Can they buy tickets?
Mark Wahlberg is hosting the event. It's going to be fun.
Marky Mark. Say hello to your mother for me.
His daughter rides horses.
Oh, nice.
Just saying.
I've got a wedding coming up, so that's what's happening in my life. And now we're just like, we're kind of gearing up, buckling down, if you will, for Thanksgiving and Christmas. But also Sarah's birthday is coming up in a couple days.
So Miley's.
I gotta get her something special.
I'm going to see you guys next week. Or I'll see you next week.
Cool. Come hang out. All right. YF Tears, we love you. We mean that. And we will see you... Later's in the menje. Or a coup de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. They did something women like about a pickup man. I bet you have a pickup truck.
I do.
Yeah.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.